This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. A judge has sentenced former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin to 22½ years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It was less than what the prosecution wanted and much more than what the defense had hoped for. 22½ years in prison for the officer who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes as the dying man begged for help. Judge Peter Cahill imposed the sentence, as heard on Court TV.
Based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
Chauvin, who didn't speak at his trial, briefly addressed the Floyd family.
Give my condolences to the Floyd family. There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest. And I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
Chauvin, wearing a face mask, had no visible reaction to the sentence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least four people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand this is going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and we're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people. I'm Shirley Antler.
Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up to leave and government forces struggle to repel Taliban advances. Speaking in the Oval Office, Biden said U.S. support for Afghanistan was not ending, but would be sustained despite the troop pullout.
There's going to be and the senseless violence that has to stop, but it's going to be very difficult. But we're going to stick with you, and we're going to do our best to see to it you have the tools you need.
The Ghani-Abdullah visit comes with the peace process stalled and violence raging as Afghan security forces fight to stem a Taliban spring offensive that threatens several provincial capitals and has triggered mobilizations of ethnic militias to reinforce government troops. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up her first trip to the U.S. southern border on Friday, saying the Biden administration had made progress in addressing the record number of migrants who have reached the border in recent months. Visiting El Paso, Texas, Harris called the situation at the border tough and said more work is needed, anchored in a thorough understanding of why migrants leave their homes.
The stories that I heard and the interactions that we had today reinforce the nature of those leave positive.
Biden's first few months in office have seen record numbers of migrants attempting to cross the border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection recorded more than 180,000 encounters on the Mexican border in May, the most since March of 2000. The head of the World Health Organization said the COVID-19 Delta variant, first identified in India, is the most transmissible of the variants so far and is spreading in at least 85 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN agency was concerned about the increasing reach of the Delta variant. Tedros also said the unchecked circulation of the coronavirus could lead to the emergence of even more variants.
New variants are expected and will continue to be reported. That's what viruses do. They evolve.
The WHO has previously said that two doses of the licensed COVID-19 vaccines appear to provide strong protection against the Delta variant. However, it warned that lack of access to vaccine in poor countries, which have received fewer than 2% of the billion doses administered so far, makes them extremely vulnerable. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.